Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Natasha here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hey Taj, how are you, honey?
Good. We're on video, so we're seeing each other.
I
You look
know.
so festive. You match your background.
Thank you so much. You like my turtleneck action?
I do. I have a turtleneck too on.
I've been talking to you for like 10 minutes and I did not notice that
Yeah,
you were wearing
turtleneck and
turtleneck.
a duster.
Oh, it's a like combination?
No, it's separate, but I know you can't
Oh.
see anything. It's not monochromatic, but I am all in black and then with the navy blue duster for those of you who really want to know.
That's really cute. I
It's
love
not holiday.
it.
Well, it's blue for Hanukkah.
Oh, that's so
And I had a blue
nice.
beanie. Yeah.
So much to catch up on. We haven't seen
Yes.
each other. Actually, we saw each other. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but
Yes, we were last talking about your trip to the States.
yes, I went to the States to go see my family, and I'm still like so like heartbroken because I wish I spent more time there. I visit everyone. Big hugs to my mom, doing
Aww.
stuff around her house. That was really, really nice. Parents electronics, they're always going to be a thing. So you could like
Got my
that.
dad an iPad years ago, and it's still like, well, now he does a lot of stuff on his phone, but it's like the difference between responding and forwarding. And I'm like, you've been doing this long enough, you should know by now.
Yeah, but I just the skills that you learned, maybe you've been practicing for 2 weeks. Oh, the third week, you just don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
They got to a certain age. They've seen so much. They're like, girl, I don't have time for all of this, like all this learning. So it's like you have to redo it all the time. We like rehearsed how to ask, all the gadgets to open apps for her. Like we rehearsed it. I'm like, what do you say to this app? What do you say to that app? And it was like, you got it. And I had scripts for her and postcards, not postcards. What do you call those? Like
Index card.
post-it, index
Yeah.
cards, like post-its. And then like the minute I touched down back here in Germany, it was like, everything's broken. I was like, I'm like, oh man, it's heartbreaking because I mean, even at our young age or whatever you want to call that, all these passwords and stuff, it gets a little much.
It
Like
does.
all these like gadgets are a lot. I try to minimize as much as possible, I don't know about you, but like I try to, but it's difficult. So I understand her and I feel so bad because I wish there was something I could do to like just put her mind at ease. But anyway, it was a really good trip. And guess what, guys? Guess what, guys? Guess who I saw on my trip?
Ooh, that day will
George.
go down in infamy.
I know. I know. First of all, don't even judge us. Don't even start, okay? Because
Right.
you
Shout
love
out to
cheddar.
Red Lobster.
Okay? Because y'all all love Cheddar Bay biscuits. And
Right.
I live in
Right.
Germany and I cannot find a good biscuit like that to save my life. And so that was like where she's like, where do you want to go when you come? I was like, Red Lobster. She's like, okay. And I'm like, I was very serious about it. And we met up and we haven't like seen each other in so long. So it was really nice to catch up with you. And we kind of shut that place down in the middle of the afternoon on a
Yes,
Sunday.
we did it right. And
We
to this
did.
day, I'm getting alerts about Red Lobster Ultimate Shrimp. Like I have stock in the company. I'm
I
like,
know. Shout out, they should give you a sponsorship
they
and
should.
they should send me like free shrimp in the mail. I don't know what they should do, but that's hard to say. Ship me some shrimp. Anyway,
Ship
that's not
me
the
some shrimp.
ship me some shrimp. So, yeah. Oh no, I'm messing with the volume on my thing. Can you hear me?
Hearing you perfectly.
Awesome. So, guys, so I was supposed to have the big seafood night with Tosh and her pops, who's waiting to see me. And
Waiting.
And my homegirl wanted to have girly time and she
Right.
like excluded her dad
I did.
from the outing and from our get together. And like right now I feel like he's stewing and upset with me because I didn't come through. But I wanted to like when you like when you're doing like a it's like a tour almost. It's like when you go like to a different country and you see your family back home,
Right.
you got to see extended family, all this kind of stuff. So long story short, I didn't get to see Big Pops, so that broke my heart. But I'm gonna
I
make it up to
know.
him on my next trip, hopefully in the next couple of months, maybe 3 months, next season. I'm back here, and I think I was telling you guys that we spoke that my niece was studying abroad, and she was here on this side of the planet, and she came to do the holidays with me. One of the holidays, she did Thanksgiving with me, and I cooked, and I invited
Give a
some
little
friends.
context. How old is your niece? Like, don't
My
give like
niece,
her name
yeah,
and
I know.
social
I'm gonna
security
give her
number.
name, her address, and social.
Like,
Guys, get your pens
so
ready. Are you ready?
not the last date of her first menstrual cycle, but no, just like her, just a little context.
So, my niece, I'm not gonna say how we're related, but she's my niece.
Yeah.
My niece was studying abroad, and she was in Paris. And for the whole semester, I was supposed to go see her in Paris. And for the whole semester, I procrastinated. Anyway, so I went to the States in between that time, and I wanted to stop over and see her, but I came straight home to the hubby, and I was like, oh girl, I'll catch you in the next one. So, but she came to do Thanksgiving with me, and that was like really cool. I took her around my city, and we had a really, really good time. It was really good bonding, and we're gonna do it again. She's gonna come again soon with her younger brother. We're gonna have a good time. I say that all that to say that we had this thing called Glühwein,
Yes, I was
and
going to say, tell me all about it.
Glühwein is mulled wine. Mulled. I don't even know if I say that correctly in English, but like it's hot ass wine with a lot of sugar in it, and this is what people in these cold countries like to drink like during Christmas time in like huts in a Christmas market. So Christmas markets are Weihnachtsmarkt over here, and they're amazing. Like they're the most beautiful things in the whole world. It's like you could see them from like blocks away. It's like a bunch of every single one has like a different theme. There's like the gingerbread one, and there's like the snowflake one, and there's like all these kind of themes, and it just boost your holiday. If you have like seasonal depression like me, especially for the winter, these kind of things just brighten up your day. And I don't think they should stop at the end of the year just because New Year's happened. I think they should go until like February 29th.
Yeah, I like
And
that idea.
yeah, they need to do something because people are like, it's very communal. It's very like, let's sit around. It's like 20 below zero Fahrenheit. Just so y'all know, no, it was never that cold yet. But they sit around these like, you know, tables. There's no chairs there. You just like stand in little huts, and you just keep ordering spiced wine. So they warm up this wine, and they put like slices of orange and cardamom and cinnamon and all these like warm like pumpkin spices that you can imagine. And they put this in this wine, and they put it like in a nice little mug, and you drink it, and you drink one, you're like, oh, this is so nice, and you're laughing and you're talking. You drink two, and you're like, this is amazing. This is the best night ever. Number three, you're like, I'm feeling a little tipsy. By the time you get to four, you're just like, hey, I think I have diabetes because the amount of sugar that they put in these vats of alcohol is outrageous. I don't even like red wine that's like sweet. I like very, very dry red wine. So the
Yeah.
fact that I'm drinking goblets, and they are goblets of this stuff is out of control. Like, and you don't notice that you're doing it because people are getting different rounds, and you're catching up, and you're talking, and you're joking, and you don't even know that you're like, you know, drinking all this stuff. So you've had Glühwein in Germany before, and what was your experience?
I don't remember what if I had it when I went to Germany. I remember it was like many years ago here at like at a party around the holidays. They had like a hot wine and I wasn't a fan. I'm not a fan.
What were you not a fan of? Hot wine or the sugar added, the cinnamon? What do you
It
think about?
didn't sit well. Like I don't think I like hot alcohol. Like I don't think I like any of that. Like ugh, like it
Was it
makes me.
indoors or
It was
outdoors?
indoors. It was
I
indoors.
think that's a big factor. I
Okay.
think I really do because you're freezing and you're like holding onto this hot mug, and it's like warming you, and it's like it works. It works in like synergistically. You're talking, you're laughing, you're holding this warm mug, and you're just sipping and sipping, and it's going down smooth, and you don't feel anything, but you can get messed up.
Yeah.
I've been making all the rounds in our city of Hamburg. There are like so many, and I try to go to all of them. I went to like, I don't know, five with my niece. We had a really good time, and We went to a Swedish one, and that was like really, really weird. It was in a like an old church, and they had like all these like cinnamon baked good, like sorry, Swedish baked goods, and that was kind of cool. So we're eating like we're just like trying to figure out cinnamon like Swedish food. It was weird, at least the desserts anyway. But that was kind of interesting. But we did like a bunch, and it's like w really weird. Culturally speaking, like we don't drink with our like you know offsprings. She's not my offspring, but our like you know the younger generation like that. But
Right.
it's Glühwein. It doesn't count. But yeah, we had a couple of those. I don't know if she's a big fan. It was her first time trying it. And she was like, it's sweet. I was like, you love sweets. So she had a really good time. So she loved the city. And it was nice to do that with her. And she bought trinkets and like, because they sell things too, things that are like already sold. So you could just and they wrap them up really nicely because you know it could be a gift for someone, stocking stuffer or something you could put under the tree right away. So there's like, you know, the gloves and the wool this and the alpaca that kind of situation. So it's really nice, and it's really like walking into a Hallmark movie, and
Yeah.
it just really puts your spirits up. So hopefully we're working on getting the family over here in next holiday season.
Oh, good, good, good,
So
good.
yeah. So
Did
how are you feeling?
anything surp I'm sorry. Did anything
No.
surprise her about being there? Because that was her first trip over there, right?
She found so many similarities between where she's staying in Paris and the city. She didn't realize how beautiful the city really was. She was like, wow, it's like really crazy. And like you could get to a lot of places within walking distance with public transportation. And there's like a different neighborhood and a different thing is popping every single corner. So she was like really impressed by that. But yeah, we like it was a really, really good time. She loved the pastries here. She was surprised that the pastries were so amazing here, which I was telling her. Yeah, we got pastries for days up in Hamburg, like or in Germany in general. So shout out to the pastries. It's been my nightmare because I actually dropped a couple LBs at the end of my trip home. Okay, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. So I had a couple edibles, okay, in the States.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure, edibles are illegal. They're legal in America. So I was like, I need to take advantage of this. So I had a package come to me straight off the bat when I got home. So I was trying different levels and seeing what I liked best, different hybrids or whatever. So I got like a really good batch. And let me tell you, if you're in a position where you want to get things done with your parents and your parents are aging or whatever the case is, and you internally feel like you're losing patience with just like repeating yourself to your parents, do an edible because nothing bothers you. You start to empathize and be like, yo, this is a lot for her or this is a lot for him, your parents. Life is changing so fast. Especially, you know, these last few years, even for us who are half their age. So it gives you more grace, it gives you more relaxation, and it makes you less frustrated with, and you just wish that someone's doing that for you when you're old, you know, or older. Sorry, not to say old, but you know. So it's like it was really good. I was glad that I was able to do that because,
Yeah, you did a
yeah.
lot with her here, and you were very systematic about it and like cleaning stuff out, writing stuff down. Like, you were good.
Yeah, I hope that she had a really good time and we had a good time together. So that's that. Meanwhile, my folks over here, my friends over here, like everybody's, I don't know if it's a cabin fever. Everybody wants to like go out and do something crazy.
Yes, you had plans like the second you landed when you got back.
It was like, we got to go out. We got to go out. Like it was this like sense of urgency. And a lot of my friends have kids, so I don't bother them. Like they're the ones with the kids and let me
Right.
just wait, you know, whatever. But it's been like we got to do something. So the weekends have been pretty like, you know, and it's a lot of like, yeah, let's meet up, let's catch up, and all of it involves drinking. And if I did lose like some weight, like my face and my abdomen, it's all back. It's back and it's back full force and I can see it. I can name it. For every glass of Glühwein that I had, I can name each pound and I'm like, I know where you came from. So that's where I'm at with that.
Tis the
But
season, though, right?
I know, but it's so difficult. Like, I don't know how some people do it. And you know, I need to get on my Ozempics. Ozempics with an S. Selena with an S.
Oh, one of my favorite movies.
Selena's. I need to get my Ozempics.
You
Okay.
do.
I really do, and I just like shout out to the German government. They're not going to give me no
No.
damn Ozempics without, what do you call it, pre-existing condition. They're not going to do it. So I'm just going to have to walk around here.
Which
Yeah,
you're
feeling.
doing, you do your Zap sessions, you've been good.
I know, but it's like crazy. You have to eat well. Like 70% of it is eating,
It,
right?
that's true. That is very true.
And I eat like bananas. Like I say this all the time. Like I'll start off the beginning of the week, like I'm gonna go low carb. So I do high fat, high protein. And by like Wednesday, I'm like, I'm gonna eat this croissant. And so everything's unraveling, right in front of my
Yeah.
face. And then I keep the weight on. So it's crazy. So that's how that's going. But other than that, I'm having a pretty okay holiday season. I wonder how you guys are doing. Oh, you're gonna send some emails to us soon. Let us know how you get like around the holidays. If you get seasonal affective disorder, if that's
Yes.
real to you, if it's regional, if it's like international. Like do people get that in Hawaii? I doubt it. Do people get that in Florida? I doubt it. I think it's something that comes exclusively with cold weather climates, right? So it's interesting to
That's
find out.
interesting. But what about the people that are like, I love the rain, I love the snow? And I'm like, that's because you don't go outside.
They are liars. I think these people are
I'm like,
lying. How do they like this?
yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is nice like to look outside and for it to be snowy, but then when you gotta go shovel it, like now I appreciate my dad and don't appreciate the snow as much because I help him shovel. But yeah, when you think about like, oh, the next 4 hours we have to shovel out, then I
Look at
appreciate it less and
the operative word you use is look. That means looking from like a distance,
more.
like
Right.
not being in it. When
Right.
rain falls, sometimes it kind of looks beautiful, but to walk in it, to be walking
Exactly.
there, and like somehow it never fails. I don't care how many layers I'm wearing, my shoes are getting my socks wet. Like you buy all kind of rain boots, all kind of whatever. I don't care what, like something in me, something about me attracts it. Or maybe it's like I'm hallucinating and I feel like there's water in my shoes, but I'm just like always feeling like I'm just getting wet from this weather. So I don't know how people really appreciate it. They must not leave their homes and they just watch it from the windows, because I cannot buy that for anything. But it is nice that cities make their cities look really beautiful, when they put all the lights and the decorations. But the minute that's gone, it's like crazy,
Yeah.
So it just makes you be like, oh man. So I don't know. They should keep it going with the holidays. Like go full force for what do you call that? Valentine's Day, all of it. Just like just do it. But otherwise, how was the outing like with you and I, like hanging out? What do you how'd you feel about
I
that?
had a grand time. I thought no time was lost. Between seeing us, I enjoyed our get together. I feel like we could talk for hours. Not only when we do this does the time go, like, does it wrap up real quick, but then we're on the phone for hours too, and I feel like there's just never a dull moment. So to me, it was like no time has passed. It was good hearing about everything. I had so much fun. And we didn't do business talk. It was like old times. So it was, I thought it was so good. Unfortunately, we couldn't do another outing with Papa Al, who's now Brother Al, but who's my dad. But we will. When we go to Germany, it's going down.
I know, I know.
Especially
I'm like,
he it's his stomping grounds. It's going down.
I know, and he speaks the language
Yeah.
pretty well, and like that's gonna be amazing. So I'm pretty excited to show him around the city and eat really good seafood. If y'all know, you'll know what we're talking about, because it's very rare to find people who are going to enjoy seafood with you.
Yeah.
So some people just don't like it, and some people do. And when they're in town, I like to be like, this is like a seafood city. It's like right by the harbor, it's right by the water. So it's really cool. So that's gonna be a lot of fun, and I can make it up to him because you didn't let me hang out with him
I know, it's my
last time I was in
fault.
the States. So yeah, it is your fault. Record, let the record show.
Yeah.
So let
Well,
the
another
record
thing that
show.
I'm very excited for is we should tell our viewers. So we have our first guest. So we're gonna have our first Well, he's a buddy of yours, but also to promote like his business, and we won't go into it too much now, but like our next show, we're gonna have our first spotlight, our first guest, which I'm very excited about.
So he's gonna fill you in. He's gonna tell you how he and I met. And he's from the Caribbean, like my folks are. So there was a connection there. And he started his own company here in Germany. And just like everything else, he's killing it. He's putting in the work. He's doing what he has to do to make a name for himself here. And I'm super proud of him. And you got to know him the other day for a little bit. And he's a character. And I appreciate all the work that he's been doing. His family back home is really proud of him. And they're like, you're getting it. He comes from a very small country, very small cities, very small villages. So the fact that he's doing something here and his German is so beautiful to listen to when he speaks. So it's like so dope. So I'm really proud of him, and he's gonna tell you about himself and his journey here, how he got here, why he got here, and what his ultimate goal is living here. So that should be interesting, and I know you guys are gonna enjoy it, and it's gonna be fun because he's a character, if I didn't mention that. And so it's gonna be a really good time. So I'm probably gonna end up doing a rocklet with him. That's
And
something
tell us
people.
what that is again. We talked a little bit
Okay.
about it last time, but.
So rocklet is like, okay, y'all know what a George Foreman grill is, right? So it's like a George Foreman grill without the lid. So it's like, like a tabletop grill where things are like power boiled or para cooked. So like, except for the meat or whatever, but like vegetables are like half cooked, and you like finish grilling them on the grill at the table. And they melt cheese on everything. So if you're eating Brussels sprouts, put some cheese on it, melt it. Mushrooms, put some cheese on it, melt it. So it's a really fun activity to like get to know people. You get to know what people are putting, what spices they're putting on their food. And it's like, it's really communal. It's really like, it's fun. It's really,
It's like an interactive thing.
it really is. It really is. It's really like sitting around the table and just barbecuing on the table, pretty much. And so it's fun, and it's good to like when you're getting to know people and reacquaint yourself with people. So that should be a really good time. We should probably record while we're doing it. Would be really funny. Just hear like sizzle, sizzle, crackle, crackle.
Right.
but we won't do that to you guys. But it should be really, really fun. And we have other things lined up too going forward for the next few episodes. We're gonna invite more people to have conversations with us about their just living abroad and what it's like, you know. And even my niece, like I didn't discuss it with her, but I want to just to ask her what it was like for her to study abroad. And because like some people do it and some people don't. It's not as common as people think,
I think that's
and
a
it.
great opportunity.
Yeah, I did too. It's like it's brave and it's cool, and it's
Yes.
interesting way to see a city that you like dreamed of going to, and I encourage people to do it. So, I think in the next couple of episodes we're gonna like talk about what we're gonna do in the next year, and we're gonna talk about what our goals are for like our podcast going forward and our personal lives going forward. What do you think about that?
I think those are excellent goals, and I look forward to talking to your friend and definitely recording more in the future and having the podcast really take off. So I think it'll be all, it sounds all good. I would try to say it in German, but I think I butchered it this morning. I don't know what I was saying.
I don't know either, but my German is, perfect. So what do I know?
It is. You sound so good when you speak German.
It's so damn near perfect. It's crazy.
It's so
And
good.
my friends out here would beg to differ.
No.
But yeah, I think I just go home and speak gibberish, and my parents and my family don't know. I'm like, look at all the German I speak, and I say nonsense. It's good. It's good. So we say that all to say, we can't wait to catch up with you guys. And our next installment, our next
Yes.
episode, and catching up with you all and seeing what's going on for your next year, what your goals are. what we all want collectively to happen. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a dope time, yo. Meanwhile, oh, we have to get into pop culture at some point because so much has happened in the world of hip hop, and we'll leave
Yes.
that alone until we, you know, we have like time to get into that because that situation is crazy. So many things,
Yeah.
if you guys have been paying attention, has been going on. So I'm glad to see that unfold, and I don't want to be like preemptive and say things before like things happen, but it's been really interesting. So we look forward. It's gonna be so much fun, guys. And
Yes, it's going to be very good. Very
it's gonna
good.
be good. And like I want an actual episode like we could record in Red Lobster, if that's possible.
Yes. Oh my God, that
Right?
would be so, yeah, yes, we have to.
That would be so dope. And I'm gonna take some speech therapy since I can't speak.
Oh.
But that's another goal. Anyway, so it's been good catching up with you.
Likewise, as always, until next time, we'll catch you later. Bye,
Peace.
T.
Bye,
Peace.
honey.